History at Hand, revision at your fingertips. What were the key terms of the Treaty of Versailles? In this podcast, we'll look at how Germany was treated by the peacemakers in Paris in 1919. The Germans felt that they were treated incredibly harshly, and we'll actually look at their reaction in another podcast. This one will focus merely on what the terms were of the treaty as it came out in June 1919. The treaty was made up in total of over 400 clauses. Each of these stipulated a legal way in which Germany should be treated as a result of World War I. The most important of all these clauses was number 231, the War Guilt Clause. This one said that Germany and her allies were responsible for starting the war and therefore were held responsible for all the damage and destruction that had happened as a result of it. Clause 231 gave the reason for punishing Germany in many different ways. For a start, Germany had to accept the payment of reparations. They were meant to repair all the damage that had been caused as a result of the war. The Allies were unsure at Versailles about the exact figure to set, and it wasn't until 1921 that they came up with the figure of £6.6 billion to be paid in, initially, 42 instalments. Germany also had very severe military restrictions placed upon it. The army was to be limited to only 100,000 soldiers, all of whom had to be volunteers. Conscription was banned. The navy was reduced to only 6 ships. All submarines were also banned. An air force, which had been so effective for the Germans in the First World War, was also banned. They were allowed no motorized vehicles, no tanks, and no German troops were allowed anywhere near the French border. The Rhineland, all land to the west of the River Rhine and 50 miles to the east of it, was to become a demilitarized zone. This would be occupied by Allied troops for the next 15 years. Germany also lost a great deal of her territory. All Germany's overseas possessions were taken off her and given to the League of Nations, where they would be given to other countries as mandates. In Europe, Germany had to return all the land she had gained from Russia in the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk, but she was also reduced from her 1914 borders. Alsace-Lorraine, which had been taken from France in 1870, was now returned to her. The Saarland was also given to France for 15 years in order to extract the coal deposits. It was put under the authority of the League of Nations to ensure that this was carried out correctly. Eupen and Malmedy, coal mining areas, were given to Germany, and North Schleswig, by plebiscite, a vote, went to Denmark. In the east, Germany lost territory to the newly created Poland and Czechoslovakia. Polish territory now divided Germany into two. East Prussia was separated from the rest of Germany by what became known as the Polish Corridor. On the Baltic coast was the port of Danzig, a predominantly German city. This was given to the League of Nations to administer in order to give Poland free access to the seas. Memel was made a League of Nations administration as well, and then given to Lithuania. In total, Germany lost about 10% of her territory and about 12.5% of her population. Germany was also forbidden from uniting with Austria. Another key part of the treaty was the establishment of a League of Nations. Indeed, this took pride of place as the first of the clauses on the treaty. This was Woodrow Wilson's idea to create a meeting place where the world's problems could be discussed and resolved in a peaceful manner. The Covenant of the League of Nations presented the world with hope that the bloodshed of World War I would never have to be repeated. As well as Versailles, there were four other peace treaties signed in Paris. Saint-Germain with Austria, Trianon with Hungary, Neuilly with Bulgaria, and Sèvres with Turkey, the other defeated powers. These created a brand new Europe made up of nation-states rather than made up of empires. Eastern Europe now had new nationalities represented as countries, places like Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Yugoslavia, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. All these countries were created as a result of the Paris Peace Treaties. The treaties in Paris had created a brand new Europe, and it was Germany who were to feel the greatest sense of resentment about how they had been treated. We will have a look at this in more detail in a later podcast.